It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And this time of year, most of the events that we note are those birds that show up at our feeders, an occasional wild animal seen while deer hunting, and ice on area lakes. And all of those things have occurred. I had my first single-digit temperatures last week on the 12th. And if you were listening to the student phenology reports, you may have heard Augie from Shevlin refer to the 12th as a -9 over in his neighborhood. So it got pretty cold last week and has warmed up a little bit. I had some snow on the ground last week, and I had thought that it was probably going to remain. But that's because I don't tend to look too far out into the future. And that snow turned to water on Saturday night and Sunday. Saturday I was out on the lake. There was about an inch of snow, and I was thinking, well, that kind of ruins things. It's not that you can't skate in an inch of snow. It's that you can't see the impediments that are hiding under the snow, the cattail roots, the logs that the beavers have cut, the anything that would stop a skate and send you pitching forward. And at my age, I got to avoid pitching forward because I don't land as well as I used to. But at any rate, by Sunday morning, it was all wet and watery. And yesterday I went out skating. It was wonderful. The lake was smooth and the ice was just about perfect and very thick. I have close to 12 inches of ice on Crooked Lake. But that may not be the case on your lake. And as with anything involving skating, take the precautions that we have talked about. Carry your picks. Wear a life jacket. Bring a friend. There are a number of things you can do that can keep you safe. Know your lake. I've got a friend who lives on Prairie Lake, and the bays on Prairie Lake have been frozen for as long as the bays on Crooked Lake, and I suspect that the ice on Prairie Lake in some areas is as thick as it is on Crooked. But there's also a river that flows through that lake, the Prairie River, and there are places on that lake where I'm sure the ice is not thick enough to hold a human body. So think about it, know your lake, and go prepared, be ready. I've had a really kind of a neat week in terms of birds. I saw a northern harrier, male northern harrier, last week on Wednesday, and a pileated woodpecker came to the feeder last week. Also, a steady flow of downy and hairy and red belly. Well, I have a red belly woodpecker, but those four species of woodpeckers pretty much encompass the woodpeckers that are still here in northern Minnesota. Some lucky few of you probably have a red-headed woodpecker or two in your neighborhood. But for the rest of us, those four species of woodpeckers pretty much, I mean, that's not including the black-backed and the three-toed, which are year-round residents up here as well, but seldom come to feeders. And you have to live in a pretty special area. You have to have probably have to have a pretty remote location near a tamarack swamp if you're going to see those woodpeckers. But of the four most common, pileated, downy, hairy, and the red-bellied, I had all four last week, and that was pretty exciting for me. I've also got red-breasted and white-breasted nuthatches. I've got juncos. I had a few American tree sparrows, though fewer now. I haven't seen one since last week, so that's kind of it for the birds that are coming to the feeders. Oh, I did see a robin yesterday. I went to visit my good friend Harry Hutchins up at the Grand Village, and there was a robin up in the apple tree out front. And so there's still a robin or two around, and likely there are robins that are going to spend the winter this far north. But I'll tell you, if I could fly and didn't have a radio show, I might fly south myself. A bunch of notes from folks that I'm associated with throughout the week, and one is Sean Conrad. And Sean said that last week he had an eastern screech owl and a barred owl calling near his deer stand. He also heard wolves and coyotes. He had a picture on the KAXE KBXE season watch page of black bear tracks in the snow. And there are some bears that are still out. Oftentimes it's a male, because they tend not to hibernate the way, or bears don't hibernate. They tend not to sleep the way the females do. They don't make a den. They oftentimes just make a nest somewhere, and deer hunters can kick them out of their nesting site, and then they'll end up walking along. So you may, you know, run across a black bear this time of year. You may have one come to your feeder or eating your suet, but for the most part, they should be getting ready to put themselves to sleep for the winter. And speaking of sleeping for the winter, we had a report also on the KAXE KBXE season watch page of an eastern chipmunk on the 16th, and that was pretty late. I haven't seen a chipmunk around my house for quite a while, though there is a hole right at the base of my feeder that the chipmunk uses as its one of its entries to its nest. And the dog gives that hole a good sniff every time we walk by. Every time I go to feed the bird feeder, every time I go to put seeds on the bird feeder, the dog sniffs that hole a little bit and thinks, if I could, I'd be in there with you, and we'd have a dance. From Clinton Township up in St. Louis County, got a nice postcard this morning. American magpies up there. They had a few evening grosbeaks show up there. And I think, as they said, one of the big surprises was that on their trail cam, they had a badger, and they saw it for 3 days, three consecutive days. And quoting from the postcard, what looked like a security blanket in its mouth was some other critter we couldn't identify. And badgers, I remember talking to Bill Berg years ago about badgers, and badgers are not common. I've only seen one in northern Minnesota, but I often see their dens or their holes. The holes that they excavate are quite large, and so they're around, but they are secretive, I guess. That's how I would put it. If you've been lucky enough to see a badger, consider yourself among the few, because they are certainly not common. I mentioned just a while back about my friend John Arsenault, who is a diver and had been diving in the Tioga Pit here near Grand Rapids, but he told me a story this past week about being out deer hunting, and he'd just been walking along, and he was sitting on these rocks and kind of taking it easy, and all at once he heard something behind him, and he turned very slowly around, and there was a large black wolf that had been following his tracks, sniffing along at his tracks as it approached from behind him. And as soon as he turned and they locked eyes, the wolf turned, and John said it just melted away. Quickly disappeared without a sound into the woods. And he and I are both of the opinion that that is something to be treasured. It's quite the moment when you are you see a wild wolf, because there aren't a lot of people in that group. If you've seen a wild wolf, you are one lucky individual. You are of a small minority of people here in northern Minnesota, in the world probably. A lot of people don't run into wolves. on a regular basis. We're lucky to live in an area wild enough to support them. I was out yesterday for some skating, and I noticed on the ice black ash seeds that had been blown out of the ash trees along the shore, and a couple of samaras and seeds from basswoods, which had also shaken loose from the tree and were out on the ice. But the number one seed on the ice right now are common cattails. And there are a lot of little cattail seeds all over the ice as the cattails begin to break up and start to spread their seeds. And the cattail is a really unique kind of a flower. The female flower and the male flower are on the same stalk. The male flower typically is above the female and either breaks off or is pretty much gone, and you might see this long spike atop the female cattail flower. But the flower itself is built sort of in reverse. That is, the seeds are all on the inside, and this is a little bit of an odd structure. And when it breaks up, as it does this time of year, those seeds get spread around by the winds, and more cattails are the result. So watch for those, and hopefully you won't trip on one on the ice when you're out skating. That's never any fun. The other things I noticed in the woods were ground cedar, round branched ground pine. These are both lycopodiums. They're ferns or fern allies, I guess would be another way of describing them. They're quite green. They remain green on the forest floor. They are not only the ground cedar and the what we call princess pine, but running club mosses all stay green. Some of them still have their sporophytes up high, and you can still knock those things about and ignite that dust, those spores that fly out of there, and surprise yourself and maybe burn your eyebrows off a little bit if you're lucky, or not lucky, I guess. But lots of that stuff going on. So lots of things out there to look at. And some of them are even, you know, plants and kind of interesting. So give it a look and let me know. I always like to hear from you. Best way to do a phenology show, especially this time of year, is to have lots of eyes and ears out there. Some kids reported skunks, a raccoon. There are animals out there to be seen. So have a good deer hunt and check things out. Let us know what's in your neighborhood.